Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading
Hi, are you ready for an adventure that you will never forget? Well, come on. We're heading for one of the most amazing places on Earth, the Amazon rainforest. From the sky, you can see how big the rainforest really is. Except for the occasional blue river, it's just green, as far as the eyes can see. And if you're wondering why we're going to the rainforest, the answer is in a book. It's the true story of a shaman, or a medicine man, who uses the plants of the rainforest to treat the illnesses of his people, and how he passes his knowledge on to an apprentice or student. It's called The Shaman's Apprentice.
The Shaman's Apprentice, a tale of the Amazon rainforest. Written by Lynn Cherry and Mark J. Plotkin. Illustrated by Lynn Cherry. Read by Susan Sarandon. In the Tirio Indian village of Cuamala, deep in the Amazon rainforest, Camaña lay in his hammock, burning with fever. His mother sat nearby. She spoke gently to her husband. "It is time. Take him." He picked up the boy and carried him to the hut of the shaman, the medicine man. Softly chanting, the shaman Natala disappeared into the forest. He returned with leaves, roots, and bark, which he put into a pot of water boiling on the fire. Stirring and singing, he asked the sickness to leave the boy. Then Natala removed the pot from the fire, and when the mixture had cooled, he lifted Kamanya's head and poured the warm medicine into the boy's mouth. When the boy awoke, the fever was gone. As the years passed, Kamanya never forgot that the shaman saved his life. The village of Cuamala rested on the banks of the beautiful Sipaluwini River. Unlike the other boys, Camaña often slipped away and silently followed the shaman as he collected the plants from which he made his powerful medicines. Camaña hoped that he could learn Natala's wisdom and one day become the next shaman. Natala was pleased with the boy and showed Camaña which plants he used for healing. One day, a man from another tribe came down the river. He staggered from his canoe up the riverbank and into the Tirio village. He told the Tirios that strangers had come to his people's village in search of gold. These miners had dug up the ground, and they carried a disease so strong that the tribe shaman could not cure it. A few days later, the man passed on to the spirit world. Soon, people in the Tirio village became sick with the strange illness, and Natala could not cure it. Several months later, another canoe came down the river. The tall people who entered the village had the whitest skin the Tirios had ever seen, and hair the color of straw. Their clothes covered their entire bodies. These white people were missionaries who had come to convert the Tirios to their religion. They gave the sick people little white pills, and soon everyone in the village felt well. They called this sickness malaria and said the little white pills contained quinine, malaria's treatment. The missionaries gave the Tirios new clothes to wear, taught them how to read and write, and translated the Bible into Trio. The white people's medicine had done what the shaman's medicine could not. So now, the Tirios believed that the missionaries' god must be more powerful than their own gods. Kamanya watched sadly as the shaman lost his place of honor within the tribe and at the council fire. He told Natala, "Tamil, wise one, the day must come when they again see that you are the wisest of them all." One day, while Kamanya was fishing, he saw another stranger coming up the river, a young woman accompanied by a guide from another village. Kamanya brought her to see the chief. The woman, Gabriella, explained that she had come to study the healing magic of the forest plants. The chief told her about the malaria and asked why she wanted to learn their medicine when hers was so much stronger. "Do you know where the treatment for malaria comes from?" Gabriella asked. She explained that missionaries had learned about quinine, the medicine in the white pills, from the forest people of Peru. "This healing medicine comes from the bark of the cinchona tree," she said. The chief was astonished. A shaman's medicine had saved them after all. Every day, Gabriello followed the shaman through the forest and learned about the hundreds of plants he used for medicines. Plants to cure earaches and stomach aches, snake and insect bites. One day, Natala noticed Gabriella scratching her elbow. Going over to a weedy tree, he peeled the bark away. He spread the bright red sap on Gabriella's arm. By the next day, the fungus and itching had disappeared. After several months, Gabriella left. But every year she returned to Kwamala to learn, with Kamanya, more and more of the shaman's wisdom. Now Gabriella could speak effortlessly in their language, and on the next visit, she had a special gift, a book that she had made for them. She carefully unwrapped her handbook of all their medicinal plants and said, "Now you have two books in your language, the Bible and this, the wisdom of Natala. Now your people will never forget the shaman's wisdom. Perhaps one day, the people of the world may benefit from Natala's knowledge of the healing powers of the rainforest." The next day, Kamanya visited Gabriella and said, "The chief thinks your book is very important. He has asked Natala to teach a young man of our tribe all he knows. Natala has chosen me." Gabriella left the Tirio village with a full and happy heart. She would continue to return to Kwamala year after year and learn from her wise mentor. And she knew that while she was away, the old shaman's work would continue with Kamanya. And so it was that Kamanya became the shaman's apprentice.
There it is. There's Kwamala. And it looks a lot like the pictures in the book. It's almost as if the book itself is coming to life.
Hey, Lavar,
hey,
how you
Mark.
Doing?
How are you?
Fine. Wow. Glad you made it, man.
Good to see you. You all right?
I'm doing just fine.
Great. This is my friend Mark Plotkin. He's not only one of the authors of the book, he's a scientist and an absolute expert at rainforest plants.
Man, I'm glad you made it.
Me too.
You're just in time. There's a special place I want to take in. Somebody really special you gotta meet.
Really?
Yeah.
Right away?
Let's do it.
Hit the ground running. That's what I like.
When you visit Kwamala, the first thing you do is meet the chief, or Grandman, and get his permission to explore the village. Mark speaks Trio, the language of the Tirio Indians, so he'll introduce me and explain why I'm here.
Disanami Mati, Lavar.
Lavar.
Lavar. One biggie suma.
Grandman, I want you to know that I'm very happy to be here in your village and among your people. I've been looking forward to this trip for a long time.
then I go talking like all the things from America.
Mm-hmm.
Over you, Simon.
Yeah.
So I said that you wanted to see how things were here, mm-hmm. and then you were going to tell all the children back home mm-hmm. how things were here in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's also customary to offer a small gift to the chief, like this machete. He accepts and grants me permission to visit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because Guamala lies near the equator, every day is like the hottest day of summer. So families live in open huts instead of houses. I'm using this video camera to keep a record of just how different everything is. Here, they sleep in hammocks instead of beds. And those hammocks are woven from cotton they've grown just outside the village. And with leaves from the rainforest, villagers can make everything from a roof to a basket. Writing what I'm seeing and feeling gives me another chance to share my experiences with my friends and family back home. And just like the shaman's apprentice tells the true story of Kamanya, maybe my journal can tell people even more about what life is really like here.
With only a couple of feathers, some string, a shaft of bamboo, a knife, and knowledge that's been passed on from generation to generation, Jacopo here is making one of the oldest tools known to man.
It's an arrow, and it will be used with a bow to hunt or fish for food. After all, there aren't any grocery stores in Guamala. There's just the rainforest.
He doesn't use a measuring tape or any of the tools we're used to. Just his knife and his touch, his sight, and his feel. Knowledge like Jacopo's has to be passed on from one generation to the next.
Jacopo was once like this young boy. And one day the boy will be like Jacopo, teaching the ancient art of arrow making to another generation. And while hunting with bows and arrows is one way to get their meals, the people here have found another source of food in the cassava root. But first, they have to dig the roots from the ground. Then, pack them into hand-woven baskets and carry the heavy packs to the village. It's hard work, and it's just the start. Next, they peel the roots and prepare them for grinding.
Cassava makes up a large part of the diet of the Tirio Indians. And here in Guamala, the women teach the young girls how to turn cassava root into bread. The trick is to grind the cassava and not your hands.
Once the roots have been ground into a mushy paste, the paste is packed into a matapi, a really clever device made completely from rainforest materials. The matapi is used to strain the liquid out of the ground-up cassava. Next, the strained paste is laid out, kind of like a pizza crust. And finally, the cassava bread is then thrown on the roof to finish baking in the hot jungle sun. This has been an incredible trip. I've been here just a few days, and yet I've seen and learned so much about the Tirio Indians. Today, I went to school and learned a song in Trio.
And the hell of the big is home.
I got my face painted. Like a real Tirio tribesman.
I'm initiated.
And I got to watch as the villagers had a special celebration in honor of the chief. And even though I'm just a visitor here, they invited me to join in the festivities. They didn't have to ask twice. Later, I discovered that a dugout canoe and a paddle are the preferred way to get around the rainforest. And I think I may have experienced Kwamala's version of rush hour traffic. Another fantastic day. And tomorrow should be even better. Mark told me we're actually going to meet someone from his book. But he won't tell me who it is. I can hardly wait to find out. Mark, so where are you taking me?
You'll see.
Hey, wait a minute. I recognize him. This is Kamanya, isn't it? This is Kamanya. He has grown up, and he's become a village healer. Kamanya, I'm LeVar. Really nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mark, does Kamanya have his own apprentice now?
Tell me your lady address.
Yimungato.
He's teaching his twin sons, so they're learning his medicine so the circle remains unbroken.
And is this his patient then?
Atito me wushena.
Rashena put panakwega kaike.
He's got a headache, a cold, kind of a flu. Hampona epi.
Ituta epi.
Mm-hmm. He says the medicine is in the rainforest and he's inviting us to follow him in search of that medicine.
Really? Yeah, I'd love to go.
Okay. Mpa.
Entering the rainforest is like entering another world. It's filled with wildlife of all kinds. Of course, it's also filled with plants and trees, and it's Kamanya's knowledge of how these plants and trees can be used as medicines that we want to learn more about.
This is Ponega. It's a tree of the nutmeg family. And he's telling the kids that when you make a cut and then you rub it, the sap on your lips, Indians use this literally from head to toe. This is one of the greatest medicines in the Amazon forest.
Really?
I would say it's one of the greatest medicines in the world.
So it's
mosquito
topical.
Bites.
It's not really
it's
internal.
Topical. It's not something you,
right.
take, you know?
Right, for mosquito bites, cuts.
Mosquito bites, athlete's foot, mm-hmm. all sorts of itches and rashes, mm-hmm. Scalp problems.
Wow. All from a tree.
All from a tree.
Here, under this leafy canopy, Kamanya has taught Mark much of what he knows about rainforest medicines and treatments. Like this water vine, which is not only good for quenching your thirst, but it can be used as a medicine too.
This is what they call a talatana.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for colds, good for coughs. Give it a sip. It's a preventative medicine.
Really? You
drink it not when they're sick, but before they get sick.
Great.
Ah, the last drop.
Good, the last drop.
We follow Kamanya deeper into the rainforest, just as he must have followed Natala when he was a boy. I feel so lucky to be here.
They use the leaves and also the roots for toothache. They jam it up, it's full of essential oils which kill the toothache.
Kill pain in the teeth, huh?
Kill pain in the teeth, yeah. This is a woody vine they call kapi. It produces a red sap and it's also used to keep wounds from getting infected.
So the rainforest is really just like one big drugstore. If you know what you're looking for, like Kamanya does, you know, you can really go shopping for any number of medicines. Like, well, we would go to a supermarket.
You know, LeVar, we go down the aisles of the supermarket or the drugstore at home, but this is like going down those aisles right here because all these drugs are here.
But our mission won't be complete until we find the plant that can help Kamanya's young patient.
This is it?
This is it. This is the plant she was looking for to treat the little boy.
Great. Good job.
Well, the patient's waiting.
Huh.
So with the special plant now in hand, it's time to head back to the village where a sick boy waits.
They're giving the boy a tea made from the leaves we collected in the rainforest. It's gonna make him feel better. It's just like in the book. Kamanya is not only passing his knowledge of the rainforest onto his two boys, he's teaching all the children of Kwamala about the jungle's many plants and trees that can be used to prevent or treat illness. In the rainforest, children learn the skills and traditions of tribal life through their parents. Knowledge is passed from one generation to the next by word of mouth. But through books, we can learn the skills and traditions of many different kinds of people. So, if you want to branch out and add to your tree of knowledge, then here are three books that you can plant on your reading list. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Ariel. Can you imagine living in a house on stilts or eating banana leaves? Some people do these interesting things and more. They're in this book, People in the Rainforest. Rainforest people are expert hunters. This boy uses a bow and arrow to catch fish. Farming is very important in the rainforest. These ladies are making manioc pancakes. Many medicines grow in the rainforest. This man is using a leaf to help his friend feel better. Look at their clothes. They're so colorful. This book is like your own guide to the world's rainforests. I enjoyed it, and so will you. Remember, it's called People in the Rainforest.
Hi, would you like to go on the adventure of a lifetime? Well, if you would, this book is for you. It's called Amazon Diary. This is a story about a boy named Alex and a vacation he will never forget. He's on his way to the Amazon jungle. Alex's plane has to make an emergency landing. He's rescued by a tribe in the rainforest. He learns about their ways and how they live. Here's a tribesman fixing the roof. Here they are painting their faces for a special celebration. Believe it or not, that's lunch. Ew! I'm Adam, and I thoroughly enjoyed this book. So go to your library and check it out, Amazon Diary. Enjoy!
Hi, I'm Ia, and I'd like to show you a beautiful place with all sorts of colors, sounds, and amazing animals. That place is the rainforest, and it's in this book called Welcome to the Greenhouse. The rainforest is like a greenhouse. It's home to many animals and plants. See the flash of a blue hummingbird. There are lizards in rainbow colors. Look at those fantastic butterflies. Chirr, chirr, sing the frogs. The toucan says, creak, creak, creak. Shh, there's an ocelot on the prowl. The rainforest is an incredible place. If you want to visit there without leaving your home, read Welcome to the Greenhouse.
One of the things I appreciate most about life here in Kwamala is that it is so completely different from ours. Life is so simple here. They don't have telephones, there are no computers, no television, they don't even have electricity, and yet none of that seems to matter to the people here.
They have none of the things that we think are essential for life, and yet, they don't seem to need them. My journal and my video have helped me capture some incredible moments and amazing images that will help me remember and share the story of these wonderful people. By working with the people of Kwamala, Mark is helping to protect and pass on the ancient knowledge of the shamans and the healing power of the rainforest. And guess what? Now you possess some of that knowledge too, and you too can help to pass it on. Iwepa, which means, I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Shaman's Apprentice by Lynn Cherry and Mark J. Plotkin, illustrated by Lynn Cherry, published by Harcourt Incorporated. People in the Rainforest by Xavier Perrotta, published by Rain Tree Steck Vaughan Publishers. Amazon Diary by Hudson Talbot and Mark Greenberg, illustrated by Hudson Talbot, photographs by Mark Greenberg. Published by G.P. Putnam Sons, a division of Penguin Putnam Books for young readers. Welcome to the Greenhouse by Jane Yolen. Illustrated by Laura Regan. Published by G.P. Putnam Sons, a division of Penguin Putnam Books for young readers.